Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry to tell you this, but the Colonel has requested, and I try to say it as nicely as I know how, that we do not want you here. Now please, he's not going to come out until you be seated. 1 minute from now. The answer is, sir, he is not coming out until you move back. We don't want anybody beyond the first row. There are people who are very nice and are seated. There are people with cameras as well as yourself that are seated. Would you kindly give them the same break that you want? Why do you think they have their cameras?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure of introducing Mr. Vernon Presley, Elvis Presley's father. Mr. Presley has a friend coming out.
I plead innocent of all charges.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, dear.
Love you too.
Thank you.
I don't know. Okay. I think it was a matter of not getting the building. The proper building. We had to wait our turn in order to get the building.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a good building in 15 years. No, all kidding aside, we had to wait our turn to get into the garden, you know. Oh, I like it. You know, I enjoy it. I just hope we put on a good show for everybody.
Mr. Presley, yes.
I take vitamin E. I was only kidding. I don't know. I just embarrassed myself. I don't know, dear. I enjoy the business. I like what I'm doing.
I hear from a lot of people in the press corps that you really are a strong, humble, wonderful
human being. Oh, I don't know what makes them think that. This gold belt and... No, that's it. So am I. That's why I'm sitting down. No, I stopped using that greasy kid stuff, too. Just like everybody else did, man. Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I really can't criticize anybody, in the entertainment field. I think there's room for everybody, and I hate to criticize another performer.
Elvis, are you satisfied with the image you've established?
Well, the image is one thing, and a human being is another, you know. So.
How close does the image come to the man?
It's very hard to live up to an image. I'll put it that way. Yeah. It's according to what you're talking about, huh? No, I don't know. I'd like to think so. I beg your pardon? Well, I found that in the audiences that we have, it's mixed. It's older people, younger people, and the very young, and all types of people, you know, which is good. Hunt. I just made a movie of the last tour that I did. It's the first live concert that we ever filmed, so that's my next project that's coming out. I just missed it. I missed the closeness of an audience, of a live audience. So just as soon as I got out of the movie contracts, I started to do live performances again. I think so. I'm sorry. There's so many places that I haven't been yet. I've never played New York here. You know. I've never been to Britain either. You know. I'd like it to. Yes, sir. I'd like to very much. I'd like to go to Europe. I'd like to go to Japan and all those places. I've never been out of this country except in the service. You know. Honey, I just tend to keep my own personal views about that to myself, because I'm just an entertainer, and I'd rather not say. No, I can't even say that. I beg your pardon? I might. It's 40. You were allowed to want, dear? I don't know. That's a good question. Why is that, Colonel?
I didn't answer the question.
She said, why could they film the concert in Boston and they couldn't film it here? There you go. Yes. Yes. I just don't feel that it's time yet. You know, maybe I will someday, but not right now. Who's talking? The camera? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see. What'd you say?
Do you think that your return signals the start of
I don't know. I didn't know they ever stopped. None of that. I'm talking under the table, though, guy. No, sir. I don't have any other aspirations in politics or anything of that nature. No. Oh, yeah, I'd like to do something in the way of a movie script, if I can find the right kind of a property. In fact, we're looking for it now. You're talking about a non-singing type thing. Yeah, I'd like to do that. Okay. It's very difficult to find that type of song. It's hard to find good material nowadays, you know, for everybody, for all of us, you know.
You're one of the forerunners of rock and roll. You really, you don't record hard rock.
It's very difficult to find any good hard rock songs. Really. If I could find them, I would do them. You know.
Believe me.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that I like. I got out of that one, didn't I?
Elvis?
Uh-huh.
What would have increased political
activity off the start
of every number of
years?
Do you plan to, or are you now campaigning for helping to raise a campaign
fund
for any political
I'm not involved in that at all. I'm just an entertainer.
Elvis, what do you miss most about the passing of the Beatles?
I don't really miss it much about it. I enjoy it just as much now, if not more, than I did then. I would like to think that we've improved ourselves over the past 15 years.
How about musically?
That's what I mean. I mean musically and vocally and everything. I like to think that I've improved over the past 15 years. Yeah, I'd love to go there. Yeah. No, I got used to it. I would kind of miss it if it didn't happen. You know, if nobody saw me or if nobody recognized me or whatever, or an national autograph, like. To me, it's just part of the business, and I accept it. I think I would miss it. It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. They have RCA Victor's officials here, so I don't know. Yes, sir. It's now or never. O Sole Mio. That one, O Sole Mio, was the largest selling, and the next one too was Don't Be Cruel, I think, in Hound Dog. Yeah. Heartburn Motel, whatever. Yes. I came in last night very late. I had to go to bed because we're having a rehearsal now, and then I go back to rehearsal after this press conference. Unless you get something better than mine. No, she's not. I think so. I think that there's so many companies, you know, everybody becomes independent. Once they have one hit record, they form their own company. And there's so many. And also the people who write them are starting to record their own songs. And that's why I say it's very difficult to get good material. Yeah. Yes, I'm in a publishing firm. But I'll take songs from anywhere, you know, or from anybody if they're good. It doesn't have to be in my company. It could be just completely an unknown person or just anybody that writes a song. If they can get it to me, if it's good, I'll do it. Well, probably so. And being honest, I would have to say yes.
Thank you.
Honey, I'm really not aware of this particular suit that you're talking about, so I can't answer you accurately, you know. I don't even know the details about it. I went to Hawaii to get a tan for New York here, so I'm not aware of it. I don't think so. If they're not heard, if they got good material, if they're good songwriters, I think they should be heard. Yes, definitely. I really can't sit them down. No, I can't. I can't do that. I just didn't save it for the show. I'm. Thank you. Well, you know, watching is right. No, I.
Would it be a nice gesture?
On social comments like that, yeah, I just send out to make a comment.
Some of you people that had all these pictures, would you be nice to step aside and let these artists take a few pictures? Please, step aside, please. Let's all back up. I'll give them all a chance, please. Come on up to the cameras. Come on, let's give you guys a place. Come on, step aside, will you please? All of you, y'all have plenty of pictures.
The belt is.
Come on, bring your cameras over here.
The belt is an award from the.
Fellas, a chance. Come on through here.
Sergeant Colonel gets to be talking.
Come on through here.
The belt is an award from the International for the tennis record, championship tennis record. It's like a trophy, but I wear it around, you know, just to show off. Will I talk to my father? I have to. He handles all my personal affairs. Oh, sure.
Well, it's kind of hard to say. You know, it happened so fast, it's hard to keep up with it, you know. It just boom, overnight, and there it was. So I'd say maybe probably 1956, and the first television show.
I tried to tell him sooner, but he wouldn't listen.
No, I have no regrets of it. In fact, I have enjoyed it, really.
Well, all kidding aside, it happened very fast to all of us, my mother and my father and all of us. That, you know, everything happened overnight, and so we had to adjust to a lot of things very quickly. You know. A lot of good things.
After Elvis got famous, did
things
change in any way at all?
No, not really. I can't tell that he changed it.
Elvis? I sweat more. Yes. No, it's a conscious thing that, you know, I like to mix them up. In other words, I like to do a song like Bridge Over Troubled Water or American Trilogy or something, then mix it up and do some rock and roll, some of the hard rock stuff. No, I'm not the least bit ashamed of Hound Dog or Heartbreak Hotel or whatever those things were.
Did you ever see yourself retiring at all?
Not really. No, I've got too much energy. I don't think so. Not as long as I can. I think they're planning one now. They're talking about one now.
Elvis, is there any new group that you like particularly?
Any new what, sir?
Any new group that you like particularly?
I can't. There's a lot of them. I can't think of any right offhand.
I like to live up to my reputation of being a nice guy. This is it, folks. Beautiful, baby.
I've got to go back to rehearsal, folks. Thank you very much.
President, I love you.
Hi, Donna. I'm Liz Mack.